This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, welcome. Good day. Great to have you all with us. And we'll go international on two of our guests today. Let's open up here with Mark Aylwind Thomas. I want to spell it Aylwin. The author of Blades of Grass, the story of George Aylwind Hogg. It is published, the book is published by Author House UK, and we're going by virtue of Skype all the way to Finland, where the peak light hours are four hours a day, not for me. You can get this book going to authorhouse.com, barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com. Mark, welcome. Welcome from Finland. Great to have you on. What's the book about and why'd you write it?
Well, thanks, Stu. Yeah, the book is basically a story of my uncle. We share the same middle name, an uncommon ancient Celtic origin name. However, my uncle was an amazing man. He achieved an astounding amount in his very short life. He was the youngest brother of my mother, and he died sadly in China at the age of only 30, just a few months before I was born. So this is perhaps why I have been given his middle name as my middle name also. He died in 1945, and
What was he doing in China? What was the basis of his work?
Yeah. Okay. Well, he got to China around about 1938, accompanying his aunt Muriel Lester, who was on another of her world tours for the Fellowship of Reconciliation, promoting world peace. Now this is 1937, so she had quite a job. But they parted company when they got to Shanghai. She went on to meet Mahatma Gandhi in India. And my uncle, Aylwin, went to Hankou, which was then the wartime capital in China. And he got a job there as a journalist with the American press with an American press agency. And that gave him scope to travel widely and get to know really what was going on in China. You know, he'd, like everyone else, reading all the propaganda from both sides and what have you. But he wanted to find out really what was going on. And through all sorts of adventures, not to spoil too much of the book, he finished up becoming the publicity man for a brave adventure called the Chinese Industrial Cooperatives, and which were facilitating the creation of small industry in the hinterland away from the Japanese occupation. Well, as he got involved with that organization, he was writing articles which were being published in the States, in Canada, in Europe, in order to raise money, and lots of funds came in from those regions. Well, he began to realize that in order for this organization to carry on in the future, they required some kind of technical training program to bring the younger generation up to speed to be able to continue with these essential industries. So he created the first school, and it became a legend in its own time. So much so that many different areas throughout China wanted schools of the same ilk. However, that didn't work out through all sorts of governmental corruption in different areas. But in the Northwest, it succeeded, and that's where he was, close to in the region of Xi'an. So that kind of area.
All right, I want to give out his website. It's GeorgeAylwinHogg.com if you're interested in checking it out. Somewhat of a legend here. How does your treatment of the legend of your uncle differ or go beyond previous treatment of the story?
Well, of course, there's been the film in 2008, Children of Huangshi, which was an interpretation of one small part of his whole story, and very much romanticized and quite wrong in many places. So, of course, the originator of that screenplay, James McManus, followed that up with a book, which put the matters right. But what I have tried to do is to introduce a story with a family perspective. So a lot of his childhood and so on, and then using liberally his own writing, because he was a very skillful writer as a journalist, and he published a book, I See in New China, also, which was had to be very much censored for the sake of his staying in China.
Yeah, right. The differences in China from then to now, or are they rather astounding?
Oh, absolutely astounding, yeah. I wanted to give a full story, the fullest story that's been given previously, and also kind of indication of how this guy became the sort of character that he was in order to achieve what he did. And this came from his childhood, his upbringing, his school years, and so on.
Mark, let me ask you, what message do you want people to get from this book?
Inspiration. The realization to look not only at one's own interests, but also to the interests of others. His story actually is used very much to this effect in his own old school in England, St. George's School in Harpenden. His whole story has been taken as a massive inspirational story that all the kids at the school get to know about, and it's opened up all sorts of wonderful exchanges and relationships between England and China, and from this school there have been several visits to China, and also Chinese kids coming over to England.
You mentioned a movie in your past conversation here. Are there implications here for something bigger?
Well, you know, a movie's been done, and, you know, the big screen is somehow limited in a way that, you know, you've got, what, 2.5 hours maybe to cover a pretty massive story, and it's in the complete sense that I'm in fact, of course, it's every author's dream, isn't it? But I'm in fact working on the possibilities of a television series or a documentary, but these are in early stages right now. Perhaps this is the best way to approach this, my handling of this legend.
All right. Fascinating story, an education here for most of us. What would you like to add in a closing comment?
Well, go out and buy it. yeah, I'm told by people who have already read it that it holds one's attention. It's inspirational. Informative, and perhaps showing an aspect of Chinese life in those days from ground level.
All right. Blades of Grass, the story of George Aylwin Hogg, written by his nephew, Mark Aylwin Thomas. Author House, thank you so much for joining us from Finland this morning.
Thank you, Stu.
All right, we're going to take a break and resume shortly.